Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition in Philadelphia. On Monday at the Leah Chorus Center in North Philly, around 10,000 Harris supporters joined Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, and Barack Obama to rally for the vice president as the race for president enters its final week. WHYY politics reporter Carmen Russell-Suchansky was there.
Springsteen made a pitch for Harris before starting a three-song set.
I'm casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I urge all of you who believe in the American way to join me.
The campaign says they hope the event will further motivate volunteers like Sylvia Lucci of nearby Bucks County.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to go one more canvas, you know, because that's my ticket. I pay my ticket by saying, I'm going to volunteer one more time.
Trump campaign state communications director Kush Desai said the event shows Harris's message is falling flat in Pennsylvania.
Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY News.
Candidate Donald Trump is expected to be in Pennsylvania today, visiting Drexel Hill and Allentown. And today, October 29th, is early vote day in Pennsylvania. It's the final day to request a mail-in ballot. Voters throughout the Commonwealth have until 5 o'clock today, 5 p.m., to request mail-in ballots ahead of Tuesday, November 5th's general election. You can request one at your county elections office or online through the Department of State at pavoterservices.pa.gov. Mail-in voters are encouraged to have their ballots delivered in person to their county elections offices by 8 p.m. on Election Day. And today is early vote day, as I mentioned, and members of the Philadelphia Eagles will team up with PA Youth Vote, a nonpartisan advocacy group to empower eligible students to vote early. Attendees will hear from speakers, engage with community leaders, and enjoy performances with fellow students. Swoop will be there. Registered voters will also have a chance to submit their early ballots ahead of Election Day. Delaware voters are seeing long lines at early voting locations, as a record number of people are casting their ballots in the first 3 days of the offering. Bear resident Maddie Santacare says she came to Wilmington to vote after seeing a long line at a polling location near her house in Newark.
I mean, probably like 2 to 3 hours wait. So I just came here. Yeah, I was in and out.
Delaware elections officials say despite the lines, voting is going smoothly. Nearly 57,000 ballots were cast across the first state in just the first 3 days of early voting. Delawareans can vote early through Sunday. In sports, the Flyers visit the Bruins tonight, and we get a look at the beautiful forecast for today. A lot of sunshine with some clouds mixing in. A high of 68, light winds. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A low of 51, also light winds. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very warm as we get up to 77. And Halloween Thursday, near record high temperatures up to 81. It's 9:07, 49 degrees in Philadelphia.
Support for